This week on the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Instead of having these two armies, you know, like sprawling the field, this one train of everything packed together behind this building, so no snipers or the laser cannons can fire. I'm like, what? What happened?
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper podcast, where we talk everything Legion, usually, sometimes other things, but mostly Legion. My name is Jay Shalansky, and I am joined by Evan Bulris.
Hey, how's it going?
So today, we're going to kind of freeform a little bit here. You know, what we're looking to talk about today is we were at, well, I'm not even going to call it a tournament. We were at a thing on Saturday that happened, and we got stuck for it. Then also, we're going to break down our list, kind of what we saw while we were playing. And then there's a bunch of stuff coming up that we want to talk about and go through. And then also, you know, we want to talk about, we're going to hop on Tabletop Admiral there, and we're going to start building out lists and kind of talking through like how we think when we're building out a list and what we're looking at to change or upcoming stuff that we're looking at. So, you know, we will probably, I'll try to post the lists that we make during the podcast on the website. If not, you know, join us on YouTube. We simulcast this on YouTube, and you can just watch it there and kind of go through the list with us. And then something I'd just like to mention, just as a favor to us, if you have an opportunity, if you could just go on iTunes for us and maybe just give us a rating and a comment, it would just help us out and get us into the iTunes algorithm so that we start getting ranked, you know, which would be cool. So that being said, so I guess, okay, Evan, let's talk about what happened Saturdays.
Yeah, so the other, we have two game stores really in Syracuse. There's a couple others, but only two that'll like humor us with mostly Legion stuff.
Yeah.
We went to play the game, read the story, and we had, there was an event. Three of us showed up. So we just kind of did like a round robin event.
Evan and I being two of those people.
Yeah, right.
And our buddy Nick being the third. Not the Nick that used to be on the podcast, a different Nick.
And it's we all went one and one.
Yeah.
And so it all broke down to MOV, and you won.
I won.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was kind of like super anticlimactic because it was just, it got to the point where like a null game state happened. Two of us just like shook hands, like, yeah, man, you got it.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, you know, it's playing Legion's Legion, and like, it was interesting to see some of those radar dishes show up, the 1.4 cannons.
Yeah. Well, okay, so since we were in every game, let's just do a little breakdown and analysis of each game. So the first game, I actually played Evan. It was randomized in the app I was using, and Evan and I played each other. If you weren't listening last week or you don't remember, I'm playing Veers, four stormtroopers with DLT-19s, two bikes with HQ uplink, Boba Fett with Hunter, and then two of the sniper units, just the small sniper units, so the two mans. And Evan, you're playing?
I play the same thing I've been playing. It's Vader with force reflexes and saber throw, Veers just naked, Boba Fett with Hunter, five things of stormtroopers with the DLT, whatever number, DLT 24.
19.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, my bad on the number.
I'm kicking Evan off the podcast.
At least I'm not calling it the DTL, so yeah. That's all right. And then I think that's just it. Yeah. And I've done pretty good with this, but man, I got the crowning point of loss for this was I played the two pit Boba Fett card to give him the flamethrower. And I saw I couldn't quite make it to Veers because he has my bounty. So I'm like, well, there's a group of five stormtroopers up there. I'm going to kill them.
Yep.
So I flew up. Then I rolled seven hits because he's got Arsenal 2, so he uses his boot spike. So he gave some kicks with the flamethrower. Seven damage. He rolled five straight defenses, so only took two damage, and that was it. That was the game. Yep. We've been trading shots at open ground to try to get to a territory, and then my evade dice were just saying, not today, dog, and his were saying, yeah, sure, you got this.
Yep.
I'm not saying that, not at all am I saying that he didn't play well or I played, you know, I'm not blaming the dice, but it was like we were just lining up in a couple areas, just trading shots to take this ground, and it was just obvious it wasn't going my way. And it made me like, this is the first loss for the list, so I'm not like, oh my god, I gotta dump the list. It's a terrible. No, Jay's list was really good, mm-hmm. And the board was weird, a little strange. And then, but it did make me think that I might drop. I like Veers for maximum firepower, being able to use Inspire and hand out tokens. Yep. So he's expensive 80 points, but he's just there to support the 5-man troops.
So let's we break down. So the cards were, we had battle lines.
Yep.
We had clear conditions. Right?
And intercept the transmissions.
And intercept the transmissions.
And normally that's my favorite. I usually do pretty well with that, but I just got like spanked so bad.
Yeah. And so basically, you know, my thought process behind this at the time was, I think we each had one of the transmissions locked down.
Yeah.
And then we're fighting for the middle one, of course, you know.
Actually, you had the two outside ones. You had the outside one on the left, and then we were fighting for the one on the right, and then I was going to have the middle one.
Right, right, right. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. That was the other. So, I'm sorry. I'm confusing this with the other game. Yes. So, instead of going to the middle, I went to the outside one to fight for that one. And then basically what I did was I used my bikes. One of my tactics was to, instead of caring how much my bikes tabled, I was actually just using them as a distraction so that I could get my other pieces into place.
Sure.
And I don't know if that, how that affected how you played or what you saw when the bikes were coming down the line.
If they had engaged like a turn earlier.
Yeah.
I think that would have been okay. But they were fine. I mean, like they came in and I was, you have to deal with bikes, right? Yep. Or else they're going to kill you. And I was right off the bat. Maximum fire powered one did 4 hits. I'm like, good, I got rid of a bike. And you roll 2 evades. I'm like, so it begins.
that HQ uplink, for anybody out there, that card is sick. And good on snipers. Don't get me wrong. And that's how a lot of people are using it now. But I would contest putting it on bikes is probably the best thing I ever did, because the problem I've always had with bikes in the past is, because of their movement speed, because of the compulsory, I couldn't hold them back enough, and they would end up just getting shredded like round one.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening now, to your point with what you just said, was I think maybe I'm holding them back too long now with HQ uplink. And so, you know, so basically what happens is HQ uplink during my command phase, I'll do maximum firepower.
Yep.
I don't even think I did maximum fire first turn. But whatever my first turn card is, and then during the command phase, HQ uplink exhausts, and I give order tokens to the two bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to decide when they go and what they do.
Yeah. No, it was... you played really well. Your new list is pretty mean.
Yeah.
Though it made me think... Veers is good, but man, I hate dealing with snipers. I hate dealing with snipers. So I'm like, well, how do I get snipers in my list? Because mostly I have Veers there to support my troops, and then to also maximum firepower away a sniper team. He's got sharpshooter.
So let me ask you this. You played my snipers, which I play Imperial, so mm-hmm. I have 2 black attack dice.
Yep.
You also played Rebels, which is a black and a white.
Yeah.
Which one, I mean, I think the 2 black is rougher, but did you have the same fear and like...
Even though they have a black and a white, they surge.
Yeah.
So, like, I always feel like they tend to hit more. I don't know. Statistically, they shouldn't hit more,
right.
I guess, but they just feel like they do. Snipers in general, I just hate dealing with them. always, because if they get one hit, it's just something dead, right? Because they've got sharpshooter and pierce. So it's like death by 1,000 cuts, because you're just like, lose one troop, lose one troop, lose one troop. And then even with range 4 things, you can't always get a shot back sometimes. I mean, I think I dislike dealing with the Imperial ones more, because they're more consistent to roll 2 hits.
Yep.
And then you just, because what do you do with snipers? You aim and you shoot.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's
just
what it is. So I take Veers just to get rid of one. Like if I was Rebels, man, Orbital Bombardment's so good.
Yeah.
Holy cow! Because if they make both their snipers available and you can wipe both of them out in like one shot. Yeah, that feels good.
Well, and the problem is with Orbital and Bombardment, it's I found like no matter how I think about it, I'm always leaving something open, and so it's just like, okay, well, what's it gonna be this time?
Because
I need to make a decision based on board state on what I'm gonna leave open.
Yeah, my current list doesn't really care about Orbital Bombardment. I'm like, yeah, I'll lose a Stormtrooper here. Yeah, he shot Vader, like, not a big deal. But so to that point, if I drop Veers, I thought about instead of putting 2. Like 2-man sniper teams in, just put 1 big team in,
yeah,
and then they can actually go hold an objective, or like, because they can take a hit, right? Like, where a two-man team, if they get two hits or something with Pierce happens, they're probably dead. It's just they have white dice. Like, you can't right. rely on them. So I thought a bigger team, so they could run, take objectives, or they have two black dice each when they shoot their little pistol. So if they get jumped,
yep.
like if Vader goes to intercept, like they can go and just shoot at him. Like, that's 10 dice sometimes. Just go for it, right?
right.
So I think I'm going to keep my list. I might Friday when we just play for like whatever.
Yep.
I might put in a group of the team of scouts just to see how sure. I like it. But I know because I'd switch out maximum firepower for the whipcord launcher with Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Because Boba is just really good. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
Yeah. And so this was something, you know, Evan and I were talking about. So Evan's thinking about, we have a tournament on Saturday, and Evan's thinking about adding in the snipers on Friday because he basically wants to see if he can be comfortable with them after one play or not, and then to bring them Saturday. And I, you know, I think, and this is just my view, is I would just practice more with the list you have, but, I mean, it's your list, so you got to make the decision. Yeah, you know,
like, the core
right
of it's not
you.
Changing.
Right.
You know, Vader does what either you... I barrel Vader right at you.
Yep.
And either you deal with him or he gets to you. Like,
yeah.
In our first game, you just ignored him.
yeah.
Which was fine, right? Like, yeah. you know, I was doubling up evades and everything. It didn't matter. I should have just probably moved him a little closer. But,
right.
Well,
you were going for that center. I understood what you were doing. And, you know, so basically for everybody out there, it's he was going for the center objective and trying to hold it with Vader. And then if I brought anybody to the center objective, he would have just decimated them with Vader, which is a good move. Except for I just ignored the center objective. I was just like, all right, you can
And then
have
we had we were fighting over the one on the right, and then we both were contesting it because we both had two and two leaders over there. But my guys were just dying and yours weren't. Like, we're just trading shots.
Yeah, and then the one on the left I had uncontested.
Yeah, that was, you know, when I do... intercept transmissions, I just give one to the other guy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even bother with it because I keep the bulk of my force to fight for the two.
Right.
And they're usually spreading themselves over three. And even losing one squad to go do that sometimes can cost you. That's why those little two-man sniper teams are pretty okay. I just want to try it out. It's
I'm not saying it's bad. I guess I was just worried because we do have a tournament coming up on Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm
it.
Like, don't get yourself all mixed up in the head. You got a good list.
No, it's good. It's just like, man, 8 activations just doesn't feel like enough.
No.
Yeah, it really does not feel like enough. I mean, it's
right on the precipice of being too not enough, especially with all the 10-man lists.
No, seriously, like, I watch people play a lot of times. Yeah. Like, I have to, every move I do has to kill something. That's why, like, maximum firepower off a sniper team gets rid of one of their activations, and I'm like, it's down to 9.
Well, and I think that the other problem that you have is not only do you have 8 activations, but you don't have a bid. So,
yeah. Oh, so my bid is actually 791.
So you have a 9-point bid.
Yeah. So just, then everyone has like a 13 or 16.
Right,
so
right,
like,
right,
right.
So,
well,
like, I had a 14, and then the other guy we played had a 16.
Yeah.
So not only did you only have 8 activations, but you were also playing red players, so you're actually putting yourself out another activation.
Dude, it was just miserable. Yeah. So I don't know. I love Imperial. And then with Palpatine and the new guard coming out, and then whenever we get the new like captain add and stuff, I'll have to see what those do. But when Han and Chewie come, I think I'm just gonna make a big massive just infantry squad.
Yeah,
like because the more I read into Han and Chewie, I don't care if they're great. It just sounds like a lot of fun. Like, so with, you know, Chewie's got Guardian, I think 3, so he can take 3 hits off Han.
Right.
Or they shoot him first, and then when he hits 4 damage, he gets enraged. And then he gets a charge added to his keyword, and then he also ignores suppression.
Right.
And he has 4 red dice for melee. He surges into crits. Like,
he does have white, though, on defense.
Yeah, he's got 9 health.
Yeah.
The thing is, you get him into melee, and then, okay,
right.
you can't shoot at him, right? Yeah. Like, and then with Han and him being able to, because each have Pierce 1, they can, like, double team. I think they're, like, and for 200, it's like 220 points for each of them together naked, like, I don't know. It's
not too bad.
It's just I really.
That's the Emperor of
the
most part.
That's the Emperor. That's Vader with the upgrades I play.
Yeah.
Like, and Vader's probably better overall, but I mean, with the, you know, Chewie's got it's either teammate or friendship ability. I don't remember the actual keyword, but whenever if he's in range of Han for that ability, if Han gets an AMR dodge, he also gets an AMR dodge.
Yep.
Like, so just keeping him together and running him up just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I think that'll be a fun list.
I just want to look for a complete change of pace when those drop. Yep. I won't leave Empire until that does. I know his way to Vade is going to feel real bad after I rolled red for so long.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jay's the Imperial player now.
Yeah.
And I think I should probably play Rebels just so we get like a, you know, like a different
balance. Yeah, balance to the Force.
There you go. Right. Different feel for it. So yeah, that's going to be my thing.
I mean, listen, I have the Rebels stuff. I just...
if you don't like...
I don't... It's not my style.
Yeah.
And it's... And the problem is I'm getting better at being more tactical, but I have a tendency to kind of throw my stuff...
Overcommit.
Yeah. And I'm getting better and I'm doubling down on stuff now. So like, it's not as bad, but, I feel like with Rebels, because of the white dice, I would just burn through stuff way faster than I do with Stormtroopers
like,
right now.
All the games I played when I play Rebels, I just see those white dice come up blank and it's like, I'm like 5 damage and they roll 1 of 8 and I'm like, yuck, you know, like a, geez, you know, I'm watching this happen.
Okay, so that, you know, our game, that was a little analysis of ours. So then the next one is the second game I played, the other guy, Nick. He plays Rebels. Mm-hmm. He had the twins. He had he had two of the laser cannons.
Yep.
Two sniper teams. So that's
six.
And then the rest were infantry with
Z6. Yes, yeah.
Just troopers with Z6. I thought the list was pretty good. I hadn't run up, so I played E-webs, and I wasn't too impressed with the E-webs.
Yeah.
The lasers for the Rebels seemed a little bit more intimidating once I got against them on the board.
Well, to set the stage here a little bit.
Yeah. Let's
I
had Long March.
So we got to end up playing Long March.
Yeah.
And there's the way we had set it up is each side had terrain in their deployment more or less, and then three big pieces, like one in the middle and two in the sides. And so they got Long March. And so not only did he have to, like, he hit all of his guys in a train behind the building in the middle, but he had two lasers and two snipers, like, shooting at the whole time. So it was he fought valiantly, but it was child perfect heavy laser, 1.4 cannon laser, scenario.
Yeah, so he had the bid by 2 points. The building was right in the middle. He had two sniper units and two of the cannons. He positioned them perfectly. We were playing Recover the Supplies. He used his Scout 2 to get his snipers up there and recovered the two supplies on his end. I did the same with Scout 1 with my snipers and recovered supplies. And then I brought one back and then they died, and so I got it with a stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. But then the building, basically on my opponent's side, on Nick's side, had two doors. On my side, it had no doors, but it did have a ladder. And he had both the cannons on either side of the building, so we're doing Long March, so we're going the long way of the table, and the two snipers on either side.
Yeah.
I luckily, the way the building was positioned, I could get my whole army behind it. So he couldn't
it was
snipe
really
anything.
It was like they started their game and that's the store we're in doesn't have a whole lot to do when you have a bye. So I just like, well, Jay stood around, Nick stood around and just kind of watched us play when we played.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm hungry because it's lunchtime. So it's called Spaghetti Warehouse next door. Turns out it had a bar. I put a pin in that for next time. I just wanted to get a sandwich. So I got a sandwich and I came back 15 minutes later. And instead of having these two armies, you know, like sprawling the fields, this one train of everything packed together behind this building. So no snipers or the laser cannons could fire. I'm like, what happened? Like I left for 15 minutes. What the heck happened?
So really for everybody out there, I had two choices, right? I could flank on the sides of the building. Evan brought up a good point. I could have run my bikes down the side of the building and tried to take out one of the cannons, but I would still have to contest with the other one and Leia and the snipers.
Yeah.
And then Luke had made it into the middle of the building where the other supply was for the last supply. And so I could have flanked and tried to just soak up the wounds and the suppression and just try to keep going to get into the building to at least stop Luke. Mm-hmm. Or I could do what I did, which was I literally put my entire army besides one stormtrooper unit who held the objective, my other two supplies behind a piece of terrain where he couldn't snipe me or get to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just ran the rest of my army basically single file behind this building.
Yeah, that's really
funny. So Luke's inside the building. He captured the supply. And I literally just ran both of my speeder bikes into the building. Because it wasn't a closed top building, so it was more like a
bunker.
Yeah, like a World War II bunker style thing with some tall walls. And so I just put my bikes inside because I was hoping to at least get some wounds on Luke and then tie him up in there, which it worked. But then I couldn't get, you know, every time I would get a stormtrooper unit in, I think I ended up having two or three in there.
They just got murdered.
The cannon started to get line of sight because there's kind of a step. There's two steps into the middle of the bunker building. And so I would get up the ladder onto the tops, onto the second floor, and he could just see the tips of my heads, the helmets on my... So he would start shooting the laser. And then if I got to the bottom part of the floor, Leia was sitting where the door was, and she had perfect line of sight. And so then she would start shooting there. And I still did. I still got Luke. He had one wound left.
Yeah, it was...
And then Boba jumped in there and started to tangle with him. Yeah. And then he force-pushed Boba off, which was a great move, out one of the doors, and then jumped and got out of there. And then the last roll, if I had rolled it, I probably could have won. But the roll just was off, and Luke ended up keeping the supply.
Yeah, it was.
And then we went to time.
It ended up being closer than it looked. Yeah. Because he only lost like two troopers or something. It was because you put all your shots into Luke, so he only had like two troopers off the board, and you had like everything, right? It was like one leader just all fighting for that one box.
Both my bikes, two stormtrooper units. I still had one left and Boba Fett. And Luke was almost dead, and if I could have killed him, I think it was just dice roll at that point. You know, Boba could have grabbed it and took off, but went the other way, and Nick ended up taking the... It was a good game. It was really good. He positioned everything right where he should have positioned it, and, you know, he did a great job.
No, sure.
And then the third game, Evan, you played Nick.
Yep. So we ended up getting... I think it was Intercept Transmissions again. Yeah, it was, because that's... I always try to pick it when I get to it. I like the... It's my favorite one, because you have to... The push for turns 2 and 4... If the other guy's not paying too much attention to, you can... Anyway, yeah. I think there's a little bit more to it.
Well, and I'll say, surprisingly, just really quick, did key positions even come up in your game?
No.
So, okay, so we played... there's a 25% chance of key positions showing up. Both Nick and I playing as blue player, we both had key positions in our decks. It didn't even show up on the board, which I thought that alone was insane.
Yeah, I figured someone would take it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a mean map for it, too. Actually... Would have been a great map for it because all three would be like out in the middle, so it'd be a fight.
Yeah,
like,
it was funny. So the way we had set up the map, it was almost in like a T almost, because no matter what battlefield got picked, key positions, the way the terrain was set up to be outside of any deployment zone, would have literally just been in the middle. So you wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah,
it would have been directly in the middle, and then either on the short edge or on the long edge. And so you couldn't have like done it in a way where you would have won.
Yeah.
So instant win.
Normally,
you know?
Key positions is a pretty positive win for you. But,
for blue. Yeah.
You know, but the way we didn't even really think about it, we're setting it up in hindsight. We just kind of made it. I'm like, well, this looks fine. This looks fair.
Right.
You know, we just set it up and we went. So it was Intercept Transmissions again.
Yep.
And then it was I don't remember. I think it was not advanced deployment, but it was the L shape where you get one side of the board and then you
get the scout one.
Yeah. Where everyone gets scout one. And so I just put all my guys in that lower corner toward the enemy, and I just scouted them all forward. And, right, my team is just heavy firepower. It's just all the things. I put Vader out there, and he spent two full turns trying to kill Vader. And, unfortunately, he put all of his turns into that.
Yeah.
And my guys just killed everybody else. Like, that's what the list was meant to do, just Vader, just tanks. And by the time it got down to brass tacks, like, he did... He pushed Vader away so he could die, but unfortunately for him, that meant Luke died. Like, I put 6 suppression on Luke, and then he only got rid of 1. And so he did 1 move forward, and he didn't make it, and then that's 6 more shots into Luke, and then he said, nah, that's it, man, you got it. Because, like, he had one gun covering one hill that, like, he was never going to shoot again after that, after those guys died.
Yeah, so he locked down one of the positions for...
Yeah.
Basically nobody, because he just had the cannon aimed at it, but you I think you got behind there, so I think you would have had it if the game went a little bit longer.
I had the two that we were fighting over. The other one, like, if I lost it, whatever.
Right, right. That was the one you didn't care about.
So, yeah, and then, like, you know, Luke was going to go down, had a full Boba. Boba was heading for Leia, who he had the bounty on. Like, yeah, it just wasn't. So it, we just called it, like, a gentleman's call. But
yeah,
it was, like, it was a good game. Like, I really, like, after I saw what happened to you, and I'm like, oh, God. And after you had trounced me, I was just like, oh, dude, this isn't, like, this is going to be a rock, paper, scissors kind of deal. Like,
yeah, and we said, you know, it's funny, you know, hindsight's 20/20, right? But now I know because I've faced them. So when we have our tournament this weekend, I'll have a better angle on it. But the cannons, I mean, listen, they got 6 health. They throw, what, 5 black dice?
5 black dice.
And they were just a little intimidating. I think I was a little more scared of them than I needed to be.
Sure.
I think I could have thrown some stuff at them, but...
Well, he also put the barrage generator, so it's 5 black dice plus 2 more white dice.
White dice, yeah.
Did he ever roll those white dice?
No. Well, he never even really shot me
when I played him. Against me. I think he just rolled the black and might have forgot, but...
I think I could have been more aggressive with them, maybe throwing the bikes at them, maybe I think some stormtroopers could have survived. I mean, it's black dice, it's not red, so I think they would have been okay, but I thought for sure if I could just throw everything I had over that one wall, like I could have just bogged him down in there.
Yeah.
I figured that was the best chance I had with the terrain setup, but it was close. I almost had it.
No, I think, that game gave me a second chance. I think the deployed weapons aren't bad. I think it just depends on your scenario. Like, I know when we first talked about them, I'm like, no, 100% never going to play them. Forget them. I'm never put them on the table.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, kind of like, I'm more 50-50 than I was like 80-20 on them.
Yeah, I guess for me, there's still a no. Because for the point value, which they're about a unit plus a special.
Yeah, like
trooper.
A naked ATRT is like 55 points, and a naked gun is like 70, I think.
78 or something. Yeah, something like that. And so I think the problem was for me, for something that doesn't move for the Rebels, I don't know. Like, they worked in these two scenarios. Well, they didn't even work in your scenario. They worked in mine, but that was a weird scenario. And the way the terrain was set up, it just worked that way. They're more of a... Okay, so when I, you know, and this was something we talked about last week. So when I put together my list, I'm trying to answer everything or have at least a legitimate answer to everything in every man list. And I just don't feel like the guns fit into that.
No, sure, not in yours. But after he played them, I'd built a list with Han and Chewie and then like 6 things of troopers with the extra trooper. I don't really, the more I see that Z7... Again, like, I'm not a Rebel player. I'm an Imperial player. I'm never really impressed by
The Z6?
Yeah, Z6. I'm sorry.
The 6 white dice?
Yeah, the gun that I'm 0-2 on guns tonight. Yeah. Name of guns.
That's all right.
But
I got your back, bro.
Whenever time I see people roll those, like, only once have I ever played against one where it was just, like, hits and crits and hits and crits. Yeah. Most of the time it's just, like, one hit out of that.
Yeah.
And so I've been toying around. I mean, again, this is just from a guy looking from the outside looking in. Because I've never really played Rebels. I think, like, taking the extra guy with just the black die might be more reliable to me. Because I never really see many hits come out of that. But then again, like, I've played at some tournaments. I've played a lot. They've never really impressed me. So, for the less points, getting that same extra hit point, more or less, for the team. Because you just really want to keep your commander alive. Like, you're commanding your special gun. And if you're special gun guys, the commander is really what gets you the objectives. You know, when we build lists, we'll get to that, but I'm not sold on the Z6.
Yeah, I guess
22 points is pretty cheap.
Yeah, for 6 white dice.
DLT 19s, man, like for 24 points, I'm just like,
well, thanks. Yeah, and it's different, right? But I think it's just a lot of dice to lay out and a lot of potential for hits, I guess, you know. I don't know. I see the value in it. I mean, I will never. I'm going to try a Rebel list once just to try it, say I tried it, but God, I hate them. I hate them.
Yeah, I know. It's that white defense die, man. It's just what I can't deal with. Because in this game, you're going to get shot. You're going to get shot in Legion. There's no, like...
Yep.
And then to, again, when Chewie comes out, hopefully this month, I think it's this month.
Chewie? December. Because, Palpatine and Royal Guards are next week.
Oh, that's right.
I think they're... So... Notorious Scoundrels, Endless on Notorious, he had a funny joke. He said it was funny that the Dark Lord was coming out on Black Friday. It was fitting.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He is, isn't he?
So that was a good joke by them. I thought that was cool. By the way, they did. They had a great podcast yesterday that they interviewed one of the top four from R1H4 from the Invader League. And he's been playing Palpatine in Royal Guards. Great listen if you want to know about Palpatine. Like, they pretty much cover everything about Palpatine yesterday's podcast. So highly recommend listening to that.
Cool.
But yeah, so Palp and the Guards are next week on Friday. So I think Chewie and the Wookiees are in December.
Oh man, I really, really hate the release cycle for this game.
Yeah.
That's if I can have one complaint. You've heard me say it before. It's just release them in pairs. Just so both sides feel like they get something.
Well, yeah, I mean that's gonna be the problem. So we have a tournament December 8th at Comic Zone.
Yeah.
And
No Chewie,
but Palpatine and Guards are gonna be available.
I hate that. It's like when the Rebels got the snipers first.
Yeah.
And it felt real lousy not having an answer to that. You're just like, okay, I guess I'm getting shot.
I will say that's the only saving grace is they rotate them where, you know, Rebels got theirs first, and then we got ours. Then we got ours, then Rebels got theirs. So
yeah. I remember when we got Veers, and Veers came out a long time before Leia. Like, Leia got delayed.
Because they had the problem with the Stormtroopers.
Yeah, so everything got delayed. It was real bad. But, you know, hopefully they'll, I don't know if they do it like they would want to see it, because you can't get enough data.
Right.
Like I was going to say, maybe they want to see how things balance out, but I think it's just like, from what I've heard, they've got like one manufacturing plant, and so they have to change everything, like anytime something new, so they can't do like multiples, they have to do all of one, and then ship that out, and then all of another, and ship that
out. So my understanding in the manufacturing process, being as this is something I have a little bit of knowledge on, is that when they do the injection molding, they have these basically dyes that they would put in, and so when they're doing a whole bunch at once, they just want to put the dyes in. They fill them, boo, 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 boo. Yep. So then to reset that, it takes them down for like, I don't know how long for this, but sometimes it could be a day.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, to switch out the plates to then start producing something else. So yeah, it's a big deal.
At the factory, I'm an IT guy for, it's like every hour they're down is like $1,000. Just product, like thousands of dollars in product each hour they're down. So
yeah, and I don't have any blame for Fantasy Flight. I think, maybe they should have known because it's a Star Wars property, but I think at the same time, who knew that the Stormtroopers were going to sell out so fast?
I remember I was talking to a shop owner, and when he called their distributor, they're like, oh, if they want Stormtroopers, just tell them to buy core sets.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of answer is that? Right. Like, right? Like, it's, oh, I guess I'll just do nothing with, to be fair, the core sets in this game are an extreme value for the things you get in it.
Yep.
Like, it's $50, it's 50 for just two sets of troopers, and then you get another 50. So you're already $100 before you touch Vader, Luke, or the bikes, or the AT-RT, or the barricades, or the dice. You know, like it's a good deal. But like, you know, when I was told that, and then I was like, well, but I've already split two. I shouldn't have to, right? You know, I'm a good consumer for them, right? Like, I did the thing.
Yeah, and I I don't know if that was the distributor being a jerk or just answer to a question.
I'm sure. I'm sure it wasn't like meant to be mean. But
here's
like,
the solution we got for you right now.
As a customer, they're like, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Well, and part of this, I think we've talked about this before, is I almost wonder if Fantasy Flight. Like, I think they thought about it a little bit because they put it in the rule books, but like, I think they almost wanted this to be on a 3x3 playing surface with like a 400 to 500 point versus these 800 points that we've been doing. And maybe this was just because they're new to this and they wanted something like X-Wing, but really, I mean, they should have saw this coming. All the wargaming is 4x6, you know, this is 3x6, but like, of course, we all have all the terrain and stuff from our other games.
We're griping a little bit, but it's okay. Like it's good to think about the bad things about things you like. Otherwise, you become if you just never think of anything you don't like about something. You become a shill for it, right? Like,
yeah, and I'm not upset with them. I think there's definitely a ton of stuff that can be done right, but. you know, they're doing everybody's doing the best that they can right now.
Overall, I'm very happy with the product. It's just like when I see like I even play Imperials to see Palpatine and the guards come, but no Chewie and Wookiees. Right. Like for them, like, oh, you know, just like, okay, I guess I gotta wait. And a month isn't that big a deal. Plus all the new, you know, like I say this and I'm like, well, Red Dead Redemption 2's out, all new X-Wing stuff's coming out. Like I'm not gonna go without. I'm not starving. Right. This is my only way I can afford food for my family is playing Legion.
Yeah.
Could be though.
It's gonna be real interesting. You know, just to kind of talk about stuff coming up. So PAX Unplugged.
Yep.
For anybody, there's been some conversation on Facebook on the Legion group that it, so PAX Unplugged was originally relegated to 16 players.
Yep. Yep.
And then you're on the waiting list. So I got in. I think I was number 3.
All right, I'm number 9 or 8. I'm 8 on the waiting list. So -8.
I was the third person in to actually get in.
Actually,
so I'm in the tournament.
Let me open up the app to see how many people we got waiting now.
So while he's doing that, so there's been some conversation on Facebook. One of the organizers has been on there talking to us because a lot of people were like, hey, man, there's way more people that want to play this. And so it sounds like they're going to try to extend this out. And I don't think they're going to get it, but they've been talking about contacting. They're in contact with FFG to see what it would take to make this a maximum firepower as well, which that would be if they make this a maximum firepower, that changes. That changes everything for me because I was going to have fun and, you know, I want to win. But
oh, sure.
But like maximum firepower makes it way different for me.
We're at negative 10.
You're negative 10?
No, there's negative 10 now. Two more jumped in since I.
Okay. but I think that'll. So. I think Palpatine and the Royal Guard would be legal for that. So that's
it's
at the end of the month.
It's
no,
2 weeks.
No, so then
before.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
It won't be legal for this, so that's good.
That's what I'm worried about for PAX for X-Wing is the new FO and Resistance come out, and I'm a huge First Order guy for the game, but it's probably not going to launch by the time PAX is.
Right.
But they have prizes for it, Resistance and FO. Like, so I gotta do some research because it's kind of in a weird spot, but I wonder if they'll do that for Legion. Like, if you go with some of the prizes that are like a full art Palpatine, you're going to be like, oh, okay. Right. You're like, yeah. Cool, I guess.
Well, yeah, and I don't, you know, so I'm getting, you know, been part of the conversation and stuff, and we'll see. It'll be interesting because I think if it's casual, I don't see why you wouldn't let Palpatine and the guards in, but that's something that the organizers will have to make a call on.
Yeah, it depends on if it's an official event.
If it's maximum firepower, you should absolutely not let them in.
Yeah, because it's just the two-week rule.
And the fact that we only have 18 days now to prep a list, you know, like, no, you shouldn't let them in, but definitely... You know, for if it's just casual, then yeah,
who cares? Yeah. Like, if they says Fantasy Flight supplying prizes, but it's not a Fantasy Flight event, as far as I can tell.
Correct.
It's just kind of a so like I'd go and like
right now,
Legion
is not a Fantasy Flight event
as of 7:46 p.m. November
13th, Eastern
time.
Yeah,
it is not a maximum firepower event, but
that,
if it's not like
adjust though,
if it's not like if someone bought a Palpatine at the show convention and wanted to play him, I'd be like, whatever, like. Yeah. Who cares? Like at this, like I'm not getting a Adepticon invite, so
But yeah, so speaking of Adepticon, just as a reminder to all of you out there, that is in Chicago at the end of March. I believe it's the 26th through 30th or something like that.
Yep.
Registration is this Sunday. So if you're going to Adepticon, there is a qualifier for the major tournament. So the major one is on Saturday. So all the Adepticon invites, that game is Saturday. And I believe right now they have it listed as 32 players. They haven't given out all the invites yet, but that's what they have the size of the going to be. And then they have another maximum firepower qualifier the day before on Friday. So if you haven't gotten one and you're looking at getting one, you have a last chance the Friday before the big thing, and they're opening that up to 64 people.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they got the time from like 9 a.m. to like 11 p.m. Friday for that. So they'll probably take, I would guess, since LVO is going to take 6 invites with 50 people, they'll probably do the same thing.
Oh, they're already up to 50 for LVO.
Yeah, you're on the wait list for LVO,
am,
right?
Yeah.
So it was 50. They got 50, and he's got 6 Adepticon invites. So you have just roughly a 10% chance, a little over 10% chance of making it in if you're at LVO. Yeah. I'm registered for that one. We'll be at LVO. Like we said, we'll be at PAX Unplugged. We're going to be at Adepticon. You know, so just some information for you guys out there if you're interested in any of those. Keep looking at PAX Unplugged. I want to say they're sold out of their 3-day pass. The Legion tournament was Friday. And so maybe you could get a day pass and get into the Legion tournament if they end up opening it up to more people. I would recommend getting on the wait list.
Because it's only 10 deep. And like, honestly,
it sounds like they're adding more tables. I know for sure they're talking about adding more tables. So they may at least add another 16 people if they can. So that would be, you know, that'd be well worth your time.
As of 7:48 p.m., this is November 13th. Eastern Standard Time. Looks like 3 days are still up, but if you just went for Friday, it's just, I think it's like $20 or $30 just to get in. But,
and then just getting down to Philly.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to have trouble with hotels or Airbnb inside the city or around the convention, but you know, you can find something a few miles outside and drive in.
And depending on how it goes, like I'm going primarily, because it wasn't a maximum firepower, so I wasn't really worried about it for PAX. I'm going primarily for X-Wing. But if it's still not a maximum, but they open up a spot, I may just give my seat to somebody, depending on how I'm doing, just so they can play.
Understood.
But, you know, not for, I won't do that for LVO. Sorry, buddy. Get back on the bus. But, you know, LVO, I'm on that waiting list. I don't think I'm too deep in that.
Okay.
So I'd like to try to play Legion, but if I don't, there's a Shadespire Grand Clash. That's the second one in the States for Nightfall. Yeah. And then X-Wing's the next day. So I don't think that's going to be an open. But still, I've got, like, if I go and I don't get into Legion, like, it sucks. But, like, at least I'll...
You have other stuff.
I won't have to, like... Yeah. Nothing's worse than, like, going to an event and then not playing anything.
Yeah, so you want to get into the Adepticon
just one. Something. Yeah. So I really want to get into the Adepticon one. So we'll see. Like, you know, with what happens a lot of those times is people get called on for the... For the wait list, pretty, because people can't make it, or people just sign up and with no plans of going, and like as a maybe. So I
was just thinking, like, I don't think I could be completely wrong here, and maybe PAX Unplugged can pull some strings, or you know, there's enough of us in the community that are trying to make it happen. But if PAX made that into a maximum firepower, I don't even know how many people, like, you're, so right now 26, right? We got the 16 that are in, plus it's 10 deep.
Plus 10 deep in the wait,
in the wait list. So let's say, I mean, you might be able to get another 25 people, but then they're going to have to extend the day. It's going to have to be an all day. You're
going
to have to go 4 and 0.
Yeah, because it's already going from 4 o'clock at night to 11, 4 in the afternoon to 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to start making those, like, if you're X and 0, you get...
They're going to have to boost that way up to like noon.
If they want to do well, that's even worse for me. For me personally, that's even worse for me personally.
Shut up. You're playing Legion. Stop talking about other games. That's what we're doing right now.
Okay. I know. It's fine. It's fine. If it is maximum firepower.
Goodness sakes. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking 18 days, 17 days until PAX Unplugged, and they're talking about trying to make it a maximum
firepower.
It's
just real weird to me, because PAX scheduled like all these big games on a Friday and not Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like...
The schedule's a little odd.
It is real odd to me, because usually they'll have one big Fantasy Flight game one day and then one big Fantasy Flight game the other, so you can play both.
Right.
Because generally it's the same people playing both.
I wonder because from people I've spoke to that went last year, so last year was their first one.
Yep.
I wonder if it was because, like, people said, so we're going down Thursday.
Yep.
Because Friday, they said none of the locals are there because they're all working.
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday gets just crazy busy.
Last year was nuts.
So I wonder if that's why. Maybe they're like, okay, so all the diehards who are going to, like, enter any of these tournaments, they'll be here Friday because maybe it's just too busy on Saturday and Sunday.
You know, it's weird to, like... Again, for the X-Wing one, I was talking about some other folks. It's all the tryhards will be there because they took the day off to play at that. But all the locals won't be because, again, they work.
Right.
So it's a weird, like, but it's at like 4 o'clock. I feel like they just got like, they just like rolled some dice and they're like, Friday at 4.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Because they're doing Warhammer this year too, and they didn't do that last year.
Right.
So that's kind of another big, like, thing. That's what one of our buddies, Bailey, is going down first to play Warhammer there. Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, like, it's just interesting to see. Like, they're doing... It's supposed to be double the size of last year.
I would expect so.
From what I heard. Yeah, so it's going to be pretty crazy.
And the other thing is, we have to realize this is only their second time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, they have the PAX East and PAX West, but, mm-hmm. I mean... This is their second time doing Unplugged. I don't think they were prepared for the popularity.
No, I don't think so either. Like, when I got there and they did the, like getting people in lines for stuff, and they seemed a little short-staffed. Again, everything went last year went great. Like,
yeah.
Everything went smooth.
They're professionals.
Nothing about that. You see folks just running around. Right.
There's the difference between being professional, not being prepared for something to happen, and then not being professional. I think they're professionals. They just weren't prepared for
it was a lot of folks. So it was a... but no, I do recommend, you'll meet us there.
We'll be there
either way. Having a good time.
Yeah, just look for the 5th Trooper shirts. We'll be wearing our gear.
I get one.
We'll see. I don't know if you've earned your stripes yet.
Yeah, I don't have my blood stripes yet.
This Saturday, if you're in the area, up here in New York, Rochester at Millennium Games is a Legion tournament. Should be fun. Ton of people going to be there, I hope.
Yeah, we'll get. I think we'll get more than we had.
We got five or six coming for us.
All we need
Syracuse.
Is four. Right. At least we just need four.
I would guess they'll have at least six.
Yeah. No, it's a Millennium's a cool place because it's my favorite game store in the area.
Yeah,
and that's an hour and a half away for me to consider area.
Right,
but it's like big store, place to eat. Like if you got to buy, it's not big. My biggest thing is if you're playing a game. That is the most miniature game takes about 2 hours, just the way it is, set up and playing the game and then the recording scores and all the in-between stuff. And when you have a bye, that can be the worst thing. Yeah. You know, you just blankly stare at a game.
Right.
Like, so at least that's a cool one to be have a bye at.
I will say the neat thing this weekend will be is if you have a bye...
Oh, yeah.
They're doing open Keyforge.
Yeah.
So you could probably get a game or two of Keyforge.
I'll be buying
packs at least
to get, like...
For
I want at least two so I can... Because I feel like I just want one so I can play with somebody, and then I'll spend some time learning the one I got.
Yep.
I say that, but I'm going to end up with, like, 10. I'll be like, we'll be driving back in silence, and I'll be like, Jerry, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Jerry, I got too many.
Just weeping in the car.
Oh, God. I came to play Legion, but I left with
Keyforge. What are we doing? all right. So we got a few minutes left. I want to transition into list building here. So for those of you, if you're watching on the tube, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to try to, I'm going to try to get this to work here. So we're going to kind of walk through building a list and talking about it. We're on Tabletop Admiral. So I'm going to start with Empire.
Okay.
All right. So right now, with everything that's out, I think you have two options, okay? You want to go Veers for your general, or you want to go Vader. I don't think you want both. I know you're playing both right now, but I guess I'm talking to the general public. Because I think
people who know what they're doing, that's fine.
Okay, because if you go Veers, you get your points, and if you go Vader, you get your kind of immovable object.
So, like, a generally good army is you take Veers, three bikes, and then six stormtroopers with DLT.
Right, that's the meta. That was the meta.
It still is pretty, like, I used to play that, but I played with like a one snowtrooper. I played it all weird, wasn't optimal. But I built that, and then having that gives you like three. Like 9 or 10 activations, and that's
so we'll build it. So we got Veers.
Yep, just naked.
We'll put in Stormtrooper with the DLT 19,
and then I think you throw in like five more of those, so it makes it six.
Duplicate that to six, so that's the max that you can have for the core units, right?
Yep.
Only get one more. Okay, and
three sets of bikes,
and then three bikes. Where are those?
That's
up. They put them at the test. So weird. Two, three. Okay. So that puts us at 758. So right now, for those of you counting at home who aren't watching this on YouTube or who are listening, we have Veers naked.
Mm-hmm.
We have six stormtroopers with DLT-19s, and we have three bikes. And right now we're at 758. So here's where I think most people are like, well, what should I do next? Okay, now Evan, I think, would throw grenades.
probably
on the stormtroopers and maybe give improvised orders to Veers.
Probably.
What I would say, my thing would be, is why not give the each one of the bikes HQ uplink? All right, so now you're at 788. So and now you
just stop there.
You could stop there
and have a 12-point
and have your 12-point bid, and I think that's a really good
list. I think
that's
a legit good list. Like,
so this is, I mean, this is, I would call it meta
of like
update, like an updated meta. Yeah. So this was the old meta, but then you're adding the HQ uplink on the bikes, which makes them crazy strong.
Yeah,
that's not too bad.
No, I think that's a good, like, and that's honestly, so that's how much would that, if like you were to buy it naked? So you split two boxes. Let's assume you split two boxes with a buddy.
Yeah. So you got two stormtroopers.
So you got four stormtroopers. You've got two sets of bikes.
Yeah.
So you need to get one another set of bikes. So that's like 20, 25. Are they 25?
Yeah. No, I want to say they're cheaper than that.
I think they're like 20 or 25. Yeah. They're not okay. too bad. And then two other things of stormtroopers.
Yeah. So those are 25.
Yeah. So those are 25 a piece. So,
$100.
So you're 100 on top of your 80. Or let's say you went on Amazon and got them for 60 a piece. So you're at 60, and then you're about 140. So that's 100. Well, Veers is 10 or
15.
Veers is $15. Yeah. So you're at 155.
Yeah.
And that's an army that you could pretty much have a good shot at running anything in.
The only thing you wouldn't get in your scenario is the HQ uplink. So you need the snipers for that.
So worst case though, if you don't put that on, you put in a long range comm.
Long range comm link. Yep. Which, and that's now this is the meta from this is one of the metas that was winning at Nova.
Yeah. I think this is like if you played this, you could walk into any tournament with a cool thematic list, like it's Veers just commanding troops and feel like you could. Nothing that you run into is going to like just flatten you.
Right. Okay, so let's start over. So let's start with Veers again. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry I took over that.
No, no, that's okay. No, that's fine. That's one list. So we're running down lists for people. Another one I would say, so with Veers is you could add snow troopers with a flame trooper and either concussion or impact. I think
impact.
I like concussion, but impact is good in case you're facing any...
That one now, random ATRT.
Yeah, now you got some answers to an ATRT or ATST if somebody run... I didn't mean to remove those. I want to put that back in. So you want to run two of those if you're going to run these. Don't run one because they become an easy target.
Yeah.
So let's say they're with impact. All right, so you got two of those. So then we want to add... I would say let's do... Stormtrooper with DLT. Let's duplicate that. So now you got four core units. I would say you could probably put in scout troopers. Now here's an interesting thing you could do. I've seen and I've played it. You could play a full scout trooper unit with a sniper and play two of those. So now you have you've got seven activations with still 200 and some odd points left.
Pretty good.
So now you can go in a number of different ways. I think with this you have seven trooper units on the ground. So now you could go Boba. You could add him in but that would leave you around.
Gives you that awkward number of points.
Yeah, it gives you a weird eight activation. So you're at you still got 100.
You could do him and then maybe
122.
I don't ever recommend playing one bike unit. Fold. So maybe
You could play two E-webs.
You could.
That would put you at seven. Okay, so here's the whole list. Veers naked, snow trooper with flame trooper. Two stormtroopers with DLT-19s, Boba Fett, two full scout trooper units with sniper rifles, and two E-webs. That seems like a pretty
okay list.
Interesting list, and that's still a 12-point bid.
Yeah, give Boba Fett Hunter.
Hunter, yeah, that'll add what?
Yeah,
six
points. But at this point, like whatever.
So now you've got a 6-point bid. That's not too bad. That's a strong list, I think.
So, you know, somebody was explaining to this to me, and and X-Wing. So X-Wing's got that same bid problem where you want to go, you want to make them move first so you can move after them.
Yeah.
And someone said, you know, he's like, well, and we'll say this, 799 points is infinitely better than 200 points because there's going to be a lot of people bringing just 200 point Pack the Gills list. Then 798 is better than 799, right? Like, so even if you only have like a 6 point bid, like besides the super tryhards like us, you'll in general, like when you go to a thing, most people try to build to all their points. So like even if you only have a little bit of a bid, you don't think anything, you don't think you can give up anything, like try going to an event with that just to see, like a local event, not like a Nova or something.
Yeah, and so with this list, I feel like, so you got nine activations. You've got answers. The only thing I don't like about this list right here is I don't think you got enough armor answers. You got the DLTs, so you only got two of those.
DLTs and the impacts on the snowtroopers.
Yeah, but you got to get them close.
Yeah.
And do you want them that close to an AT-RT? Because then they can just kick you in the face. And so that would make me a little nervous, especially there's that burner, the barbecue. Thanks for the barbecue.
Spray blast.
Yeah, that thing's sick. So that makes me a little nervous. So I might, what would I do here? I would maybe remove the E-webs. Maybe add another stormtrooper with DLT in there. Where'd that go? What's that put us at? 752.
You can do the rocket launcher. Oof. You got Veers because Veers can do the... Well, you're going to take all those command cards, and Imperial Discipline lets you be ready for free.
Yeah.
So you could shoot the rocket on the turn knowing you're going to Imperial Discipline next turn.
Yep.
To get it back and shoot it again. Like,
I wonder what if he did another one.
I mean, just one, right?
Oh, too many. No, six. Okay. Oh, 820. Yeah, that was too much. All right. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so let's try. You go ahead. Let's try another list.
Let's do a rebel one.
Whoa! I don't know.
I'll Google.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Actually, do you want to show unrelease? You want to try to see what?
Yeah. Let's build my dream list here.
All right. So we want Han.
Give me Han and Chewie.
And Chewie. Yep.
Okay, and then Chewborka there. We're going to give him looks training. I think Tenacity is the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, performing a melee attack, if you are wounded or one or more of your minis have been defeated, add one red attack die to your attack pool. So when he goes in melee, because once he takes... So one of his abilities is called Enrage, and it's four.
Yeah.
When he has four damage, he gets the charge keyword added to his list of keywords.
Yeah.
And he ignores suppression. So at range, when he gets into melee, it's five red dice. That's a lightsaber.
And he surges to crits.
He sure does. Yeah. So you do that, and then you do maybe Hunter too. Because getting that reroll on like a Luke.
Yeah, with the aim.
Or a Vader. And then Solo. I think you do...
Yeah, keep going.
Again, I have no idea what I'm doing here, so this is just kind of me. Like,
yeah, we're just talking it through. Yep.
Maybe improvised. I'm not sure yet. Ugh. But I know definitely for training.
Well, yeah, I think improvised orders, we probably want to wait until we see what else you got.
Yeah, if we have a lot of troops, we might not need it. Hunter.
Okay.
Because getting a free, like, if you have to move and then shoot, you get getting your, like, red dice roll blanks once in a while. Like, it feels bad, but they do. And if we got to drop points, we can always drop it off Han. Like, he might not even need it.
Okay. I highly recommend Fleet Troopers.
Yeah. You know what? That'd be... Give me that scatter gun, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, give me that shotgun.
Put two of those in there.
Sure.
Actually, so you're at 370.
You know, put three in.
Let's go ahead and put three.
Let's go crazy.
So you're at 437.
So with Han and Chewie, they're so short range that you got to run together. And I think if you just charge somebody with three sets of Fleet Troopers plus Han and Chewie... Like, they got to shoot something, right?
Okay.
And if Han and Chewie get in there, that's bad for them. But if all those Fleet Troopers get in there, that's probably bad, too.
Yeah, let's put two strike teams in.
Okay.
With the snipers.
Yeah.
Now you got your long distance.
Yeah, put those snipers in.
All right, so you have 5.
Dude, we got so many points. Okay. Do you think? How about just throw me in some regular rebel troops?
So you're at 7 activations.
Just regular troops, those 40-point ones up top. Yeah, those nice cheap ones.
Yeah. You don't want to... come on, at the Z6, you know you want to.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
I know so.
Ah, I just...
All right, we're adding the Z6. Gross. Let's put 2 of those in there. All right.
Dude, we got so many points. You could drop even Leia in there if you wanted to, too.
You're at 9 activations.
Yeah, drop Leia in.
All right.
Just to see. So we got 5 troops...
10 activations, 739.
You could do one more troop, one more rebel troop. And
what's do we want to put?
Give him just an extra. I don't think it's only 22 points.
Yeah, so you're at 779. That'll be
no, that won't
you
fit.
Can't put that in.
So we'll take Hunter off Han Solo.
Yeah,
and then put the Z7 on there.
The Z6?
This, yeah,
if you call it Z7
what
one more
Z7?
Time, I'm picking
it's,
you off
it's
of
BMW Z6. It's Z6 there, too. I don't know.
So 795. There. You have 8, 10, 11 activations.
And I think 11 legit activations, too, not just like...
Yeah, okay. So let me run down the list for those of you listening. We got Han Solo naked.
Yep.
Leia naked, which is something we all want. Fleet troopers, scattergun. Fleet troopers, scattergun. Fleet troopers, scattergun. Rebel troopers, Z6. 3 of those. Chewbacca, Tenacity, and Hunter. Rebel commando strike team with sniper. And 2 of those. Dude, that is a scary list.
I think that's like legit okay.
What do you got? 795? Because
you just kind of run them in a pack, right? So Leia... So
I do like esteemed leader.
Yeah, throw it on her.
So, because, I mean, you're going red anyways, right,
yeah,
at that point?
You just accept you're going red?
So, add a steam leader. So, you got Han Solo naked, Leia with steam leader. That's crazy sick. Run her
yeah.
with those rebel troopers.
Yeah.
Jesus. 1, 2. God, you could do anything with this list. Your only problem...
is armor, I think.
Armor, yep.
But, honestly, right now, no one's really playing it.
Yeah, AT-RTs maybe, but
yeah.
That's it.
But even then, Han and... Han and Chewie and Leia also, they all surge into crits.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not great, but, and they all have Pierce.
Right.
They all have Pierce 1. And with, so Chewie's ability is like, it's like teamwork or friendship with Han. I don't remember the name of the keyword, but it's when Han Solo gets a name or dodge token, Chewie gets it too. So with Leia, you could hand off those 2 dodge tokens, give one to Han. Han will then give one to Chewie. So for 1 activation, you're handing out 2, 3 dodge tokens.
Right.
Because she gives out 2 of them, plus you can do that. Like, I don't know, man. I think that's like... Oh, that, what's... shotguns have impact 1, don't they?
The scattergun?
Yeah.
Pierce 1.
Oh, Pierce 1? That's still okay.
So you got nothing... Ugh.
Yeah, armor is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
What's the Fleet Trooper's other gun?
The Barrage Trooper? That one exhausts.
Yikes.
It's got blast and impact 2. 1 black, 2 white, 1 to 3. I don't think it's worth it.
No.
You could. Okay, so.
That's not.
Well, let's see. You could see. Let's see where we could save some points. And you could probably add some. If you. You could remove some stuff and add impact grenades. So maybe.
I could drop a sniper to.
No, you need 2 snipers. Don't go with 1. That's ridiculous. You could drop 1 of the troopers. So now you're down to 10.
That's still okay.
Yeah, and you go impact grenade, impact grenade.
Oh, yeah, in the fleets? Yeah.
On every, like, all your troopers. Just
yeah.
Give them all impact grenades.
Yeah, everybody.
Let's see. All the rebel troopers.
What's
have...
the rebel trooper grenade launcher? It's their other gun?
It's an ion.
Yeah, 2 red.
Impact 1, it exhausts.
It exhausts, but, I mean, 2 red, impact 1.
Maybe.
Because then again, you're just shooting at dudes, 2 red dices.
So you're at 763. You got Han, Leia with a steam leader, fleet trooper, scattergun impact, 3 of those. 2 rebel troopers with Z6 impact grenades, Chewbacca with tenacity, Hunter, and 2 commando strike teams.
Could you make
snipers.
One of those commandos a full team? No, probably not, huh?
How much are they? So they are 60.
Yikes.
So it'd be 88. Mm. No, you probably that's two of them.
Yeah.
Well, how much you got left? You got 37 left.
A weird amount of points.
Yeah, 37. Maybe add another.
Or go to the.
Why not add another one?
I was gonna say go to the Fleet Troopers, and give them an extra dude.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I could do that too.
Just to give them, they might need it just to get the that extra guy just to get into there, like take the hit.
Oh, that's too much. Let's remove there.
Oh, whoops. Remove one too many.
Yep. So fleets give them an extra
personnel.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oop. There we go.
And that's 796. Okay, so now we have Han, Leia with Steam Leader, Fleet Trooper with Scattergun and Extra Trooper Impact Grenades, three of those. Two Rebel Troopers with Z6 and Impact Grenades, Chewbacca with Tenacity Hunter, and two Sniper Strike Teams. That's not bad. That's so that's what, 10 activations at 796 points?
Yeah. I think it looks like fun, if nothing else. Like it's cool thematic, right? You got the trio, Han, Leia, and Chewie, and they all want to hang out in there. So you almost, even though three different people, they almost want to run together as a crew because they keep them.
Agreed.
Keep them together. Like,
yeah, and then I would run either the set of Fleet Troopers with them or one of the Rebel Troopers so you can use the Esteem Leader to toss troops in front of it.
Do you think you run the two Rebel Troopers with them? And then the Fleet Troopers are going to be your damage that, pierce with a shotgun?
Yep. Yeah, that's an interesting list. But yeah, so anyways, so I think that's time for us. This was a fun little to-do to go through some lists. If you guys have any neat ideas out there or want to talk to us about what you're running.
Or want to send us your list.
Send us a message. And keep your eyes open. We got some fun stuff coming up in the future. And hit us up on wherever it is that you want to hit us up on. And again, please give us a rating and a review and comments on iTunes. That would be great. Help us go up the charts. That'd be awesome. Until next time, I'm Jay Schalansky. This is Evan Bulverus. Have a great week.
Yeah, have a great week.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Nothing.
Come on, Evan. Go ahead. Tell them. Tell them what you want to tell them.
Should I? Everyone, stay rad.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.